And joining me right now here on the Mark Mosey Show to go over the weekend fish report. This guy does a great job with spacefish.com. He's my great friend, Damon. Damon, how you doing today?
What is up, brother? Living the dream, man. How's it going, Mark?
Hey, I'm doing just fine. I know we're getting ready for the weekend, so tell us about the fish report, buddy.
Yeah, man. Easter weekend coming up, right? So we got a big weekend ahead of us. So the fishing has been good on the Space Coast, and it traditionally is in spring, and we have moved into spring. At least our weather patterns, for the most part, are almost there. And what that means is the fishing is starting to heat up, which is exciting, man. This is one of those times of year it's a great time to fish. So we had a nice run of weather, and then we had some wind. So up to the point where the wind was blowing, the fishing was actually pretty darn good. But the last few days, it's been a little windy. However, good news on the horizon. This weekend looks really, really good, man. We should have low winds predominantly out of the south this weekend. Looks like more of a southeast wind on Saturday, maybe a southeast/southwest wind in the afternoon on Sunday. But both days are going to be good, which means if you were looking to get offshore, and this is going to be the weekend to do it. So let's talk about that. So offshore, man, has been good. It's been actually really good. The kingfish bite fired back up on the reefs, so it was hot and heavy before the wind kicked off, and I'm hoping that it's going to pick back, stay that way for the weekend for folks going out there and targeting those fish on the reefs. The bottom bite has been really good, too. There's been a lot of really nice-sized lane snapper and trigger fish caught, which was super exciting. Both are incredible fish to eat. Both are fun fish to catch, and that's a fish that you can target with the family. Throw some chicken rigs down there. It's not some big heavy rod to target these bottom fish, and that's awesome. And you might even get a cobia doing that as well. So speaking of cobia, it's go time on cobia, man. It is time. They are here. It's exciting. We've had reports of rays migrating past our waters right now. So this weekend is probably going to be a weekend where the ramps are packed. So get out early so you can target these fish when the sun gets high enough to see these rays, and it should be good. So the reports that we've received, it said it's about 50-50. So about 50% of the rays are holding fish, about 50% are not. So that's just one of the things that you'll have to, find these rays, and hopefully they got some fish on them. So that's really, really exciting. So near shore, fishing along our beaches and off our beaches a little ways out, I'm sticking with that theme. It's cobia time, man. We have such a limited window to target these fish when they're migrating past our coast. So it's go time on that. So swim bait, topwater plugs, live bait, they all work really, really well when you see these fish and you're casting to them. The trick is not to hook the rays. And so a lot of people will throw heavier jigs, right? So you can cast them a long ways. It's tricky because we've all done it. You cast and you try not to hook those rays, but a lot of times it happens. And when you do that, it spooks the ray, which spooks the fish, and then you might your chances of catching those fish are probably not going to happen. So a great way to target these fish is to use one of these other baits, like we're talking about, versus the heavier jigs, and try to get those cobia coming off of that ray. Cast it past the ray, work it back past hopefully the backside of the ray, and then you get these cobia to peel off and follow that, and then you can cast a jig, and you're not going to worry about hooking that ray, and that's a great way to do it. And there's some really nice action cobia caught. I saw a picture the other day of a really, really good size one caught, which that's exciting. Also, triple tail. Triple tail are being caught in good numbers right now, too. And up around Port Canaveral, it's an early morning bite, but the snook bite has been really good up around Port Canaveral. Live bait like big shrimp, select shrimp, any type of white bait have worked really, really good. So our nearshore waters are producing some good numbers of fish right now, and good quality fish, too. The surf, fishing off our beach, up until the blow, and they've been really consistent. Pompano, in decent numbers, not great numbers, but decent numbers, but there are a lot of whiting, bluefish, Spanish mackerel, and some good black drum caught as well. Live sand fleas, fresh dead shrimp tipped with like fish bites or fish gum have been really, really good. That's probably the best way to target these fish. If you're wanting to target the bluefish and cast to them, topwater poppers and pencil plugs have worked really, really good for the bluefish. That's a great way to target these fish from the beach. So in our lagoons, so inshore, when I talk about our lagoons, Banana Lagoon, Banana River Lagoon, Indian River Lagoon, Mosquito Lagoon, man, it's trout time. So this is the time of year that the trout start to spawn. So it's a great time of year where you can catch these fish in good numbers and actually some good size fish. It's not unusual to catch a fish 20 to 30 inches. Keep in mind, some of the easiest ways to target these fish are a weedless soft plastic jerkbait, about 3 to 5 inches in length, dark colors or what I call natural colors, like black, dark green, pearl white. These are probably some of the best colors that you can throw at these fish. These fish are going to be in skinny, skinny water, these bigger trout, which is a great time to target. They're skinny, skinny water, which means shallow, shallow water. And look for, if you can find grass with those potholes, you know, that's where those fish are most likely going to be holding. You're going to want to make long casts. So, you know, these fish are spooky, man. They don't get that big from being dumb. So they'll see you coming. So you, the minute you can get your eyes on these fish, a lot of times, you're just going to make as long a cast as you can. That's the best way to target those fish and get them to bite. But there are some great trout being caught right now, some really, really nice big ones, which is exciting to see. Great for the lagoon. Those are the big breeders that we want. So, and last but not least, our freshwater fishery. Captain Terry Lemille said he fished both Headwaters and Garcia right before that front came in. He said it was on fire. So I'm hoping this weekend it's going to pick back up. He said he was fishing like ditch edges with submerged hydril, and he said anything he threw out there, they were catching fish. Their biggest of the day was a little over 7 pounds, which is a really, really nice fish. So I'm hoping that Headwaters and Garcia and Stick Marsh kind of pick back up down there when everything fires back up. So going into this weekend, Mark, there is a lot of stuff to fish for. You can fish for just about anything you want. So get out there and make it happen, Captain.
Yeah, that's really cool, man. We're here with Damon with spacefish.com. Check out his website for everything when it comes to the fish report. And don't forget to send him your photos or ideas. Any, he wants to hear from you. He does a great job. Do you have any events? We're going to head into April next week. Any events coming up over the next couple weeks?
Yeah, man, I'm so glad you asked, Mark. So this weekend, we have the Surf Fishing Challenge. Now, this tournament is hosted a little north of us, up around Daytona. That's where they do the weigh-in. It's actually at Port Orange, so just a little north of Daytona. But you can fish it anywhere, and a lot of people from our area fish it because you can fish it along our beaches and then take the fish up there to weigh in and all that good stuff. It's not that far. So Pompano, Whiting, and Bluefish, they have junior categories. I think they have a ladies category, if I remember correctly. And so it's going to be popping, popping this weekend. So hit the website. We got the information on the website, spacefish.com. You can get to see their flyer on there and get their information and give them a call or scan the QR code and enter the fish that way. And I think it pays through 10 places. First place, I think, is $500. They're doing raffles and all that good stuff, which most of the tournaments do, which is exciting. So, man, yeah, a lot of good. So that's what's happening this weekend. And then there's another tournament that it's called the Non-Native Knockout. It's from April 5th. It goes through May 13th. So it runs about a month long, and it's a tournament. It's really, really interesting where you catch all, you're trying to target non-native species. And it's a great tournament for kids because you're not trying to go out there and target a big redfish or a big trout or dolphin or something offshore. You can fish for, you know, some of the different stuff that shouldn't be here and go out and weigh those and win some prizes for that. And we get that information on the website as well. And then followed by that, we'll start getting into some of the bigger offshore tournaments, and we can talk more about that as we get closer. But, yeah, man, a lot of stuff to do over this. Now we're getting into tournament season, so there's a lot of stuff to do almost every weekend now for the next couple months.
That is awesome. That really is. I'll put you on the spot. When's the last time you took out your boat, buddy?
It's been a minute, man. It's been a minute. I'm not going to lie. I've been doing a lot of beach fishing, which has been fun. So. But I haven't had the boat out, and we actually might, we're talking about hitting it Saturday because the weather looks pretty decent. Maybe going out and hitting some cobia up. So we'll see. That's possibly in the works.
I understand. I do. I know. Have you enjoyed spring break with your kids being off this week?
Yeah, man, I have. I have. And, it's been a kind of a chill week. We had a big weekend, like I told you. We were out of town. This last weekend, actually in Indianapolis, which was really cool. I spent some time up there. Never been to that city, so that was cool. And kind of jumped back into this week, and the boys just, you know, they're at that age where they're both driving, and they just took off going in different directions. So, but it's been a good spring break.
Yeah, that's very nice, man. All right, before I let you go, should we go fishing this weekend?
Absolutely. The weather's going to cooperate. The fish, I'm hoping when the wind settles down, the fish will pick back up where they left off before this blow. If that's the case, man, get out and fish this weekend.
Yeah, check out spacefish.com for the latest on everything. Damon, thank you so much for your help and have a great day.
Thanks, buddy. You too.